Most scripture scholars do not consider the story of the Magi to be historically true. Rather, they see it as conveying a theological or spiritual truth. We are asked to be open to the true message of the Magi story and not be distracted by trying to figure out the astrophysics of the star of Bethlehem. For the early Christians, the miracle of the Magi story is not that the star moves through the sky. Rather, the miracle is that salvation is being offered to the Gentiles. For the Gentiles, this was good news. This was great news. But for the early Jewish followers of Jesus, this was shocking news. It would be like us hearing that salvation is being offered to extraterrestrials. It's a serious mistake to see the infancy narratives of the Gospels as simply children's stories before we get to the really important part of the Gospel, the teachings of Jesus. The infancy narratives use imagination, symbols, and stories to summarize and present to us the heart of the gospel message. The life and teachings of the adult Jesus are anticipated in the infancy narratives. His special relationship to God as his father, his identification with the poor and oppressed, his openness to the Gentiles, his fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies, his persecution by the political and religious authorities, his role as the new Moses and the new king of Israel. All of these and more are anticipated in the infancy narratives. Today in the gospel, we see some of these things. We see the Gentiles going out of their way to find Jesus. We see the opposition to Jesus from the political and religious establishment, even though they have the scriptures to tell them that he is the Messiah. But the Epiphany is not just about the past. It's also about the present. The story of the Magi reminds us that the Spirit can speak to people outside of the Jewish and Christian communities. The Magi heard the Spirit and followed its voice. In fact, they heard the Spirit better than did Herod and the priests in Jerusalem. As Christians, we must acknowledge that Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, and agnostics can sometimes hear the Spirit better than we can. And that's why we as Catholics must be involved in dialogue with those of other religions or no religions, so that we can listen to one another and hear the Spirit, hear how the Spirit speaks to us all. The story of King Herod should also remind us of all those who, like Jesus, suffer political and religious persecution today. In every family that flees violence in Africa or the Middle East, we should be reminded of the Holy Family fleeing from Herod to Jerusalem. In every family at our border, we must see Jose Maria, and baby Jesus. The gospel reminds us of our duty to help those who, like the Holy Family, must flee their countries as refugees because their lives are in danger. But the Epiphany is not just about the past and the present. It's also about the future. The Christmas season ends with the Epiphany to remind us that there is a future Epiphany that is coming. A future divine manifestation when Christ will come again, when he will establish his kingdom of justice and peace. We continue to pray, O come, Emmanuel. We pray for Christ's coming when we fear what the future will bring, especially in the face of global warming and other disasters. As Christians, we are not just oriented towards the past. We also look forward to the future. Not simply sitting passively waiting for Christ to arrive, but also by working to prepare the way of the Lord. The Epiphany is not just the story of the Magi. It's our story. It celebrates our call to seek out Jesus, to follow his star, to meet Jesus with Mary, his mother, to give him homage, and to offer him whatever gifts we have. It reminds us that our destiny is to be seekers who listen to the Spirit and follow a star. The Magi brought their gifts to Jesus, just as we bring our gifts to the Lord's table in the Eucharist. The gifts we bring are not simply bread and wine and our money. Our real gift is the gift of ourselves, our lives, offered to the service of God and our brothers and sisters, to the service of building the kingdom of God, preparing the way of the Lord. Our gifts, like the gifts of the Magi, acknowledge Jesus as our Messiah and King. We give him homage, we follow his star and the dreams with which he inspires us. We continue to work today until he comes again. And as we continue the Eucharist, we bring our gifts to the altar. We pay homage to the Father through Jesus. And we pray that we might be transformed by their Spirit as we prepare for the coming of Christ. And let's stand now and make our prayers to the Lord.